Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you all had a great weekend. Jake Crumper had you guys covered Saturday and Sunday as usual. And I'm here to recap Sunday and get you ready for Monday, Memorial Day. So hope you guys are having fun, being safe out there, and a ton of day baseball coming your way on the holiday Monday. Let's get caught up on the news and notes from Sunday. And let's start off with a massive bummer. Some devastating news coming out of Atlanta. Ronald Acuna Jr. left Sunday's game with a knee injury. After the game, Acuna had an MRI, revealed a torn ACL. Acuna will miss the rest of the season. Jared Kelenic and Adam Duvall should become regulars for the time being until the Braves likely make another roster move for the outfield. Just a massive bummer. Acuna's been having a kind of disappointing start just because he had such high standards coming into the season. Pretty much the number one pick everywhere you're at, with the occasional Spencer Strider in there. Not great stuff for fantasy managers, but this is more than fantasy here. It's a bummer for baseball fans, as Acuna is just a joy to watch when healthy on the diamond, and we are going to miss him for the rest of the season. Lars Nootmaar of the St. Louis Cardinals was scratched from Sunday's game because of a hamstring injury. Nootmaar tweaked his hamstring on Saturday, and with the nasty weather on Sunday in St. Louis, the Cardinals decided it would be better for him to sit this one out. He should be able to come back to the lineup in the next game, as he was expected to play if conditions were just fine. Martin Perez of the Pittsburgh Pirates was removed from Sunday's game with a groin injury. The Pirates said he's being further evaluated after the game, and we are waiting more information on the severity of the injury. Joey Bart of the Pittsburgh Pirates left Sunday's game with a thumb injury. Bart is also undergoing more tests, and we will await more news on the severity of Bart's injury. If an IL stint is necessary, Henry Davis could get recalled, and he's been hitting very well at AAA of late, and this could be just what he needs to maybe get a fantasy impact this season. Jorge Polanco of the Seattle Mariners left Sunday's game with left hamstring tightness. Polanco said he will undergo an MRI on Monday to determine the severity of the injury. The fact that Polanco is already saying he needs an MRI doesn't make you feel warm and fuzzy about a small injury for Polanco, and IL stint likely coming for Jorge. Nick Robertson of the St. Louis Cardinals was placed on the IL with right elbow inflammation. Andre Pallante was recalled from AAA to take his roster spot. Pallante had a 2.20 ERA over four AAA appearances, three starts with 9 strikeouts in 16 and a third innings pitched. Jose Urquidy of the Houston Astros left his rehab start on Friday with right forearm discomfort. Urquidy will meet with the team doctors on Tuesday to get further evaluated. Jose Abreu of the Astros flew to Seattle on Sunday to join the Astros, and he'll be activated on Monday. Abreu spent time at the Astros spring training complex and then played two rehab games at AAA, where he went 0-for-7 with 3 strikeouts. I am not running to add Abreu to my fantasy teams, as I still think he's quite cooked. Joey Loperfido is the odd man out, with Abreu returning on Monday. This was kind of expected, as Singleton has no more options and someone would grab him, so Loperfido goes back to AAA. It's just a bummer because he was starting to get going at the plate, hitting .333 with a home run and a stolen base over 14 games for the Astros. Loperfido struck out nearly 40% of the time, though, which will need to improve in his next stint with the Astros. Christian Javier of the Astros did not throw his scheduled bullpen this weekend, and he is now day-to-day with forearm discomfort. He'll likely undergo more testing, and they're hoping it's just a minor setback for Christian Javier. Add this one to the crazy injury situations, especially with the Angels. Miguel Sano is out rehabbing his knee injury right now, and he is currently shut down as he has a further knee injury, has a burn on his knee due to a heating pad. The Angels hope he'll be shut down just for just a few days before returning to the team. John Birdie of the New York Yankees left Friday's game with a leg injury, and on Sunday we found out Birdie has a high-grade calf strain. Birdie is expected to miss a good amount of time, which is not great, of course, but DJ LeMahieu is set to return soon to the Yankees, hopefully providing some needed infield depth. Kyle Isbell of the Kansas City Royals was hit in the face by a pitch on Saturday, but apparently he avoided serious injury. Isbell has some facial lacerations and some soreness, but overall doing okay. He was out of Sunday's game, but the Royals expect him to be back in the lineup soon. Lane Thomas of the Washington Nationals, after missing quite a bit of time on the IL, is expected back with the Nationals on Monday. No corresponding move has been made just yet, but we will find out Monday what that move is. Get Lane Thomas back in your lineups. Trey Turner of the Philadelphia Phillies appeared to be well ahead of schedule in his rehab after his hamstring injury, but on Sunday he arrived at the ballpark stiff and sore after increasing his running intensity. The Phillies will shut him down for a few days and let Turner slowly ramp back up again. Cole Irvin of the Baltimore Orioles is set to join the Orioles rotation on Monday, taking John Means' spot. Irvin is set for two starts this week, making for an intriguing two-start option. Irvin has made 9 appearances for the Orioles this season, 7 as a starter. He has a 4-2 record with a 3.15 ERA and a 4.05 xFIP. Irvin should be rostered in deep leagues with some appeal in 12-team formats. Jordan Beck of the Colorado Rockies is placed on the IL with a fracture in his left hand. Sean Bouchard was recalled from AAA. Bouchard was hitting .333 at AAA with 3 home runs. Blake Snell will return from the maternity list to make the start on Monday. Nick Avila will be sent back to AAA. Snell will be in line for 2 starts this week, but he needs to figure things out because it's been quite ugly to start the season, so he's not the auto start we once thought he was. D.L. Hall, the Milwaukee Brewers, has been rehabbing his knee injury, and in his last start, he was removed due to tweaking his knee. Hall will be shut down as more testing is done, but the Brewers are optimistic that it's just a tweak and nothing more serious than that. David Peterson of the New York Mets is going to be returning and making a season debut for the Mets on Wednesday versus the Dodgers. Adrian Houser will head back to the bullpen. Peterson made 6 starts between single-A, double-A, and triple-A for the Mets. He allowed 3 earned runs over 23 and 2/3 innings pitched with 35 strikeouts. Pretty dominating stuff in his rehab, which you'd expect to get some of that talent, but still good to see. Peterson's worth rostering while healthy, but probably sitting in his first start versus the Dodgers. Michael Massey of the Kansas City Royals will head back to the IL due to a back injury. It's a bummer as he was starting to swing a pretty good stick out there. Nick Lofton will be recalled from AAA to take Massey's spot on the roster. Lofton was hitting .309 with 4 home runs and 3 stolen bases at AAA. Brad Keller signed with the Boston Red Sox this weekend, and he was with the team on Sunday. In 5 appearances with the White Sox, Keller had a 4.86 ERA with a 4.09 xFIP, and he's probably better off left on your waiver wire. Lamont Wade Jr. of the Giants missed Sunday's game after dealing with a lingering hamstring injury. He is day-to-day. Oliver Dunn of the Milwaukee Brewers was recalled on Sunday as Joey Weimer was sent back to AAA. Dunn was hitting .310 with a home run and 2 stolen bases at AAA. Dunn flashed in fantasy relevance earlier this season, but it was short-lived before he returned to AAA. He may be worth a stream occasionally, but nothing more crazy than that. Jaime Candelario of the Reds missed his 2nd straight game due to neck stiffness. He said he was available off the bench and expects to be back in the lineup soon. Tyler O'Neill of the Boston Red Sox was out of Sunday's game due to knee soreness. He has been struggling since his concussion and now has a knee injury. O'Neill was raking before the concussion, and maybe an IL stint to get healthy would be best for him. Wyatt Langford of the Texas Rangers has been out on a rehab assignment and appears he'll be rejoining the Rangers on Tuesday. Langford was only hitting .224 with a home run and a stolen base to start the season, and hopefully better days are ahead. Evan Phillips of the Los Angeles Dodgers began his rehab assignment on Sunday, throwing 1 inning, not allowing a run or a hit with 2 strikeouts. He looked outstanding and felt good afterwards. Phillips will need 1 more rehab appearance before rejoining the Dodgers, hopefully later this week. Bobby Miller also made his first rehab appearance on Sunday, throwing 3 innings, allowing 3 earned runs with 4 strikeouts, throwing 56 pitches. Miller will need a few more rehab starts before rejoining the Dodgers. All right, before we look at Sunday's highlights and take a peek at Monday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Hitchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Matt Vierling went off. Well, most people in Toronto and Detroit game went off, but Vierling 4-for-6 with 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. Vierling's now hitting .278 with 5 homers, 19 runs scored, and 23 RBIs over 47 games. Ty France of the Mariners went 2-for-5 with a home run, a run scored, and 3 RBIs against the Nationals on Sunday. Over France's last 13 games, he's hitting .267 with 4 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 9 RBIs, hopefully heating up for the long summer to come. And Brett Wisely of the Giants, if you're looking for some deeper league potential targets, Wisely went 2-for-3 with a solo home run on Sunday. He's hitting .438 with 3 runs scored, 4 RBIs, and a home run, plus 1 stolen base in 8 games since being recalled to join the club. He's been playing shortstop since Tyler Fitzgerald went back to AAA. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Kyle Bradish continues to look great on the mound. 7 shutout innings for Bradish, no hits, 4 walks, and 11 strikeouts. Bradish had 13 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 103 pitches. Bradish has now made five starts on the season with a 1.75 ERA, a 3.05 xFIP with 34 strikeouts and 25 and a two-thirds innings pitched. Ryan Weathers continues to dazzle. Six innings, no runs, four hits, one walk, and seven Ks for Weathers. He had 12 whiffs and a 26% CSW on 91 pitches. In five May starts for Weathers, he's thrown 33 innings, allowing only seven runs, five walks, and 27 strikeouts. Ronel Blanco returned from his 10-game suspension for using an illegal substance and dominated the Oakland Athletics. Blanco went seven innings, allowing one run, four hits, one walk, and six strikeouts. Blanco had 17 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 104 pitches. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Alexis Diaz picked up his 10th save of the year versus the Los Angeles Dodgers. Kenley Jansen saved number 9 versus the Brew Crew. Pete Fairbanks picked up his 5th save of the year versus the Royals. Craig Kimbrell picked up his 12th save of the year versus the White Sox. Tyler Kinley locked it down for the Rockies with his 2nd save of the year versus the Phillies. Emmanuel Clase saved number 17 versus the Angels. Tanner Scott saved number 7 versus the D-backs. Robert Suarez continues to dazzle at 15, is picking up his 15th save versus the Yankees. And Ryan Helsley saved number 17 versus the Cubbies. So Suarez and Helsley continue to just dominate as late round relief pitching targets. Make sure y'all read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a little peek at Monday's Memorial Day slate of action on the diamond. It's a full slate, lots of day action for you. And your main DFS slate is an 8-game slate starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. Some pitchers I'm looking at here, Charlie Morton versus the Nationals, Alec Marsh against the Twins, and Austin Gomber as a value versus the Cleveland Guardians. Some bats I'm looking at here, Colorado versus Xavier Curry, Toronto versus Nick Nastrini looks like a great one. Cubbies versus Robert Gasser and the Reds versus Lance Lynn. There's a lot of good hitting targets. His pitching is not great on this 8-game slate. Some things I'm looking forward to on Monday, Alec Marsh versus Joe Ryan. Marsh has pitched outstanding, and the Royals are one of the best stories in baseball. And you got Joe Ryan, one of the aces for the Minnesota Twins. That should be a fun one. A little AL Central action. Lance Lynn versus Nick Lodolo in Great American Small Park. Lodolo coming off the IL on this one. Lynn has gotten by with smoke and mirrors, so the blow-up is coming. Reds offense has been struggle-bussing it, so we'll see how that one plays out. Justin Steele versus Robert Gasser, two guys that have struggled tremendously this last few starts. Curious to see how that goes. And then a little West Coast nightcap for you, Framber Valdez versus Bryce Miller. That should be a fun one up in the Pacific Northwest. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Again, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Go join the club. Become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Get you a lot of the cool new tools like PLV Plus, get you the Weekend Fab Starting Pitching Podcast by Nick Pollock, get you projections and so much more when you become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. So go sign up. You won't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap the Memorial Day action, get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Monday, May 27th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.